Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
We're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How can you not be romantic about football, man?
Okay, starting next week, we are going to put a new audio clip in that intro, and it's going to be Know Your Role and Shut Your Mouth! Woo! Welcome to Bench with Bonetta. Championship Sunday has come to a conclusion. Now all that's left is the Super Bowl, baby. I'm going to be heading to Arizona in about a week. That's crazy. This year has gone by wickedly fast. I just got fitted for my NFL honors dress. If you guys are just listening on podcast, you can see, you won't be able to see that I'm wearing full overalls. Parker in the control room said that I look like Luigi, and I'm still actually pretty hurt about that. But I showed up to Dolce & Gabbana looking like this today. No, I don't know how I didn't have like a pretty woman moment. Like, ma'am, H&M is down the street. But no, I'm all set for the red carpet. That's going to be happening next Thursday. I can't wait. But this game, we're going to have the Eagles. We're going to have the Chiefs. We're going to have the Kelce Super Bowl, baby. Storylines upon storylines upon storylines. And we are going to talk all about it today. We got a jam-packed show. We got Kyle Brandt in the house. And I just was so excited to ask him about all of this jabroni business. So without further ado, KB, welcome back. All right, Kyle, the table has been set. We have a Kelce Bowl on our hands. Before we get into all of the drama that unfolded that wasn't the game, I have so many questions that I want to ask you. What were your thoughts on championship weekend? Two pretty fun games. Anything that stuck? Were you disappointed about anything? Were you expecting something more perhaps from the 49ers? I know I was. What did you
think? That was like a weird, just like a wacky, like crappy ska band that like opened up for the headliner. You know what I mean? That was such a strange game, and we're like, who is this opening band? Get them the hell off here so we can get to the headliners we came to see. So sad. And it wasn't just that it all went to hell, Rachel, is that it all went to hell like in the first 12 seconds of the game.
It was over.
You know what I mean?
And then we just had to like sit there and watch it because it's championship weekend. We only have so much more football left, and we're just like, all right, let's strap in here. I think obviously my favorite part of the entire day was Travis Kelce. We all saw Travis Kelce at the end of the game, which we will get to that clip. Obviously, I want to play that as many times as I can today. Sure. But let's rewind and let's see what the mayor of Cincinnati said to make this guy that upset. Roll the clip.
Good afternoon, Cincinnati. I have a proclamation from the desk of the mayor. Be it proclaimed, whereas the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Burrowhead Stadium for their second consecutive AFC Championship game. Whereas at last year's game, the Bengals scored more points than the Chiefs, resulting in a Bengals victory and a Chiefs loss. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test to confirming whether or not he's his father.
First off, if I was a Bengals fan in that moment, I'd be like, what are you doing? Nothing is... I'm sorry. I'm sure he's a sweet man. Nothing about that video is cool. Am I wrong?
Aftab Pureval, you're the people's mayor of Cincinnati. Imagine if you were a staffer and he's starting to run through these ideas with you, or you're pitching him. He's like, all right, I'm going to do the Burrowhead thing. I like that. And we're going to talk about the game. You know, due respect, sir, I probably wouldn't do the paternity test thing. Really? That's the best part. No. Someone was probably like, oh, yeah, do it. Like, just a full sycophant, like, just a suck up. Someone has to tell Mayor Pureval that you can't. Let's remove this one item, because
Patrick
that was particularly triggering.
That was bad. That was cringy to the utmost extent. And the poor, like, intern that had to, and he's just like, and make sure you do a pan up. Let's do a pan up from the bottom of the desk to me with my orange tie. Like, all of it is just so choogy. Yeah. And then, of course, we had this reaction from Travis Kelce.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
I was watching, obviously we were watching that live as the end of the game. My jaw I just went, oh! Was that not the coolest, like, post-game acceptance? We're going to the Super Bowl. Like, nothing else is sticking out in my memory. Travis Kelce is just the man.
Amazing. Not an ounce of fat on that statement.
Nope.
Not a wasted syllable.
Nope.
It was absolutely perfect. I had a different reaction, though. And I had, like, see if you can relate. Because I like Kelce and I root for Kelce.
Of course.
He said, shut your mouth, know your role. And then he didn't end it. He added that you're jabroni. And I go, where are we at with jabroni? Is that a slur? Is that considered offensive?
Can we Google this really quick? I don't even really know what a jabroni is.
I think we're good. I think it goes, it's mostly a pro wrestling term.
A foolish or contemptible person.
That's fine. We can do that still, I think.
It does sound like it's a little spicy. Like, I would say, you jabroni?
Yeah.
You know, like, I wouldn't yell it into a microphone.
Monday morning apologizing versus jabroni. Am I going to have to apologize for saying it on bench with Panetta right now? I did the research. I think we're good. It's an old term that became popular when The Rock said it in wrestling.
Yes.
I think we're good, Panetta. Yes. I think we're all right with jabroni.
Do you think that is something that he has planned out in his head? Or is that just an off the cuff, like, that's how smooth and cool he is?
I tend to learn that most of these guys think what they're going to say. I think that both Hurts and Mahomes, certainly Kelce, know what they're going to say already if and when they win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I'd love to say it's just this off-the-cuff thing. I think they put thought into it, and they know they're going to have a cool moment, and they kind of got it planned. He definitely had the mayor thing locked and loaded, and the jabroni.
Well, I know that you've said that Josh Allen had, like, the whiskey he was going to drink, the whole speech nailed. Obviously, that's not going to happen anymore.
Nope.
Okay, but let's rewind a pinch, okay? Because this all kind of started with Mike Hilton calling it Burrowhead. Let's roll this clip.
Okay. We'll see y'all in Burrowhead.
Yeah, baby.
Let that sink in your mind. We'll see y'all in Burrowhead.
Woo! Burrowhead, my Woo! It's my home's house.
Hey, let me tell y'all something, man. Don't ever, 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 and I'm looking at the camera when I say this, disrespect Arrowhead. I don't care how many times you done beat us. Don't ever disrespect Arrowhead Stadium.
First off, the bravery of getting that close to a camera on national television is just like wild to me. I'd be like, you're looking into my pores right now. but let me ask you this. Where do you stand on, like, bulletin board material, because obviously in this case it didn't work out. We have had so much fun in the last like week breaking this all down. Burrowhead Stadium. Mm-hmm. Are you pro bulletin board material? Are you against it? I mean, like, what would we have to talk about all the time if people just didn't talk their trash?
No one has ever been more pro of anything than I am with bulletin board material. I love it. And I'm actually kind of sad the Bengals are out, because they're a throwback to when you just like openly talked junk about the other team and said, like, they suck, we're going to beat them, we own their stadium. I think we need that in sports. You know what, Rachel? I'm not going to get too dramatic here. I think we need that in society. We need villains.
Talk your trash.
We need heels. We need someone to say, too bad, enjoy your vacation, loser. We just beat you. I wouldn't teach that to my kid, but you better believe I like watching it on my couch.
Gosh, I was trying to think of a setting this morning. Like, is there any time that me, Rachel Bonetta, 5'7", could say, know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni? And I think the answer is no. I'm pretty sure I landed on no. But if you have any ideas, we want to workshop this.
Couldn't you say it like to Kurt Warner on game day morning if you beat him in a game or something? Well, like, you can just hit him
right.
Like that?
You're right. I could. Right. I don't think he's going to be playing games in the future because he's been that bad, but you're right. I could totally do that. Okay, the next thing I want to talk to you about is the Empire State Building. The Empire State Building went green, and everyone flipped out. They said, fly, Eagles, fly. Congratulations to the Eagles on their NFC title win. Great, great, great. People lost their minds, KB. And then later on, they changed it to red. So they were, I don't know if they had a deal with the NFL, perhaps, that maybe this was what they were going to do. Man, this went all viral as hell. You are a New York resident. What are your thoughts?
Well, listen, I've been told since I was born as a Chicago native, the Chicago second city, to big, bad, tough New York City who doesn't go easy on anybody. This is soft. This is passive. Whoever had the ability to do that is soft. New York has gone soft. I can't imagine the Eagles lighting up the Rocky Steps in Dallas Cowboys colors or anything like that. I cannot believe this happened. It's an embarrassment to the city. I'm fully in on it. Huge win for the Chrysler Building, for the Freedom Tower, for the Brooklyn Bridge, the Statue of Liberty. Liberty had a great night because the Empire State out.
Soft. Oh my goodness. Skyscraper. I actually saw this like fake news tweet that was like, people stormed the Empire State Building like a la January 6th and are demanding to talk to like the person that posted this on social media. And I bought it for a quick sec because I was like, that's New York. That sounds like the right vibe. What do you think? Do you think the social media manager who posted that, do you think he's getting praise today from his bosses and peers, or do you think he got in trouble?
Well, I think it's an inside job to together with he or she and whoever is editorially choosing the lighting for the Empire State, because they didn't even go with the it's for the prosperous offseason for the Jets. That's what the green was for. No, they straight up decided to do the Eagles in a, you know, what's at least half a Giants town. So I think, listen, what are we doing with Empire State's building social media? What are our goals? To attract tourists, I guess, or maybe vendors or something? So it was probably a good day for them.
It's just a thing that I feel like social media accounts are doing. They're like humanizing themselves. Like, I was looking at some of the other tweets and it was like, good night, love you. Like, I feel like it's trying to be, you know, it's as if it's a bot, but everyone does it. NFL accounts do that same thing. It's cute. Sometimes it's cheeky, but in this time they were wrong. People were very upset, and I loved to watch it unfold.
I did too.
Okay. Marcus Valdes-Scantling tweeted this today.
Yeah. What's he got?
Serious question. Can I watch Rihanna perform at halftime? I say yes. But only if they're winning at that point. This is going to be the greatest concert that any of us have seen of all time. This is going to be up there with Beyonce's halftime performance. I am going to be crying real tears. I have seen Rihanna perform one time, okay? I was living in Toronto at the time. I was out at this like big work event. And you know when you spend enough money at a dinner, like at a you know, executive dinner, they'll like bring you over shots of like Zimbuka. And they'll be like, thank you so much for dining with us. This is on the house.
Yeah.
Zimbuka was on the table, okay? And one of the executives for this company that I worked for was just like, we were talking about Rihanna. Rihanna was going to be playing in Toronto soon. And I was like, oh my God, I would die for a ticket. Like, I'd chop off my left arm and give it to you.
Yeah.
And she's like, Rachel, I'll tell you what. You take these three shots. Nobody wanted the Zambuca. Like, no one wants to really sip Zambuca when you're, like, about to go out. She's like, take these three shots of Zambuca and I'll take you to the Rihanna concert in a suite. And, like, literally, she didn't even finish the sentence. And I was like, whapping, da-da-da, you went to the Rihanna concert, was in a suite. It was the greatest night of my life. I am seriously, I think I might cry. But where do you stand on this? Do you think that players should be able to, like, come out and do, like, a little bop? It could get them pumped for the second half.
Well, there's precedent. So, you know, remember last year was a big deal. Evan McPherson, the kicker for the Bengals, was out. But there's historical precedent, too. It's our guy, Michael Irvin, once famously came out early to watch Michael Jackson back in the early 90s when the Cowboys were winning. And if I have it right, I think the Cowboys were rolling at halftime. I think that dictates a lot of it.
Yes.
That if it's like, and so for Marquez, like if it's, you know, let's say it's 28 to 10 at halftime and the Chiefs are just rolling. Yeah, you come out and see Rihanna. And I think you have to have, like, Andy Reid needs to be aware of this, that this isn't like, got, you know, respect them to, like, Tom Petty and the Rolling Stones when they were playing it. I think the locker room's going to be slightly more interested in Rihanna than they might be in those acts of yesteryear. So
yes,
I think you got to be aware of it and maybe kind of open-minded to it.
I could see like Travis Kelce rolling out and doing the same thing. I feel like you're the one lone person that's going out to watch the halftime show, don't do it. If you can get a little crew behind you and multiple people will get blamed for it, then that's fine because people are whatever. But like the kicker was bold because like you're going to have some major jobs to do at the end of this game and they obviously ended up losing. Okay, I've got a question for you. So this is going to be the last time that we talk to you before the Super Bowl, because you're going to be traveling for Pro Bowl. You're
going to
be going
to Vegas.
Yeehaw, buckle up. So I want to get your choices for all of the awards. We did the red carpet last year. We were hello, hi. Mac Jones was I think our favorite. He was so, remember, he just like wouldn't stop giggling with his girlfriend. Like they were like, we're here.
What did they do on the drive over?
I don't even want to know. Sickos. Probably stopped and got ice cream. Okay, so who is your choice for MVP? Who are you going with?
Hurts. I like Hurts.
Yeah.
I like Jalen Hurts.
Same.
And I don't know. I just like what he did running and passing and missed a few games at the end and it'll probably go to Mahomes and that's fine. I'll stand up and clap. Plus, look, I'm splitting hairs here. I like when the MVP can be there. Mahomes ain't going to be there. It's not going to happen unless he shows up somehow. And like, is Paul Rudd going to present like last time? I don't know.
I think Burrow won comeback player of the year last year and he accepted it from his hotel room and it was very like, I'm with you. Cool. Like, I like when the guys are there. Yeah. Comeback player of the year, you got Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, or Geno. Who do you like?
I only know who won't win. It definitely won't be McCaffrey. First person story from NFL Honors a couple of years ago, he was nominated for Offensive Player of the Year and we're doing the red carpet thing and like before we go on, I go, yeah, you're probably going to win this thing, right? He goes, I never win anything. Didn't win the Heisman. Didn't win the Doak Walker. I never win awards.
Oh, he's bitter.
Sure enough, he had 1,000 rushing, 1,000 receiving that year, and he still didn't win Offensive Player of the Year.
So it's just not going to happen for him. Okay.
No, he won't win.
Do you like Saquon Barkley or Geno Smith? I love Geno. I love the whole storyline. I love that he's finally, maybe he'll have a little fun acceptance speech where he brings out a notepad and paper and says, I'm writing back. Thank you
writing
for my
back.
Award, baby.
Yeah.
My pick's
and
Geno.
Saquon won Rookie of the Year. He gave a speech at Honors before, so Geno, that's a good idea.
Coach of the Year, you got Dable, McDermott, Peterson, Shanahan, Sirianni.
Not even close in a runaway Dable. The Giants might have been picked to have the number one overall pick in the draft this year, like the worst team in the league. No one thought that they would sniff 500, let alone be in the playoffs, let alone win
That's
in the playoffs.
Point.
I think Dable was the man.
That's a good point. I also really like Sean McDermott for this. I feel like, you know, this is voted on by media members. By the way, Rich Eisen came on the show last week. He was pissed that he is not able to vote on MVP. And he looked into one of these cameras and said, I called AP. I called them up and I said, you suck. Because I guess NFL members can't, they think we've got a direct line to Raj.
Oh,
and that they're going to tell us to vote. We absolutely don't. Do you wish that you could vote on this stuff?
Yeah, I do. I'd like to vote on some of them. Yeah, I would vote. I would vote for Geno. I would vote. I like things. It's interesting to go McDermott. I guess they've been through a lot of stuff.
Well, I just feel like at the end of the year, obviously he's a leader. He's a coach. But at the end of the year, everything that happened with DeMar Hamlin, I just thought he showed like tremendous leadership. And that was pretty incredible. Okay, finally, Chiefs versus Eagles in Arizona. Some early leans. What are you thinking?
I broke the rules this morning, and 13 days before the Super Bowl and one day after the title game, just casually at the Good Morning Football table today, I predicted the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl.
Uh-oh, grease those poles, baby. Grease those poles. What do you mean? Do you usually have a law that you're not able to make that pick?
Yeah, it's like you milk it for a couple weeks, and then, you know, in the last segment of the last Friday before the game, you dramatically announce. No, I said it Monday. I don't think it's that hard. They've been the best team. They were the best of the Final Four. They've crushed both playoff opponents. It's not anti-Chiefs. It's just pro-Eagles. I think they'll win.
I also feel like Patrick Mahomes was a little his ankle looked a little dicey on Sunday night. It was a little bit wonky. I'm kind of with you. I'm leaning Eagles as well. Okay, before you go, KB, a personal question.
Go on.
Don't worry. I'm not going to ask you the question that everyone absolutely hates. I won't do that to you again. A little dog showed up Friday afternoon on my front lawn. This is what he looked like at first.
Ah! Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we're calling him
Look
Dusty.
Look at that little guy.
Oh, my God. He's in bad shape. He's got, like, a broken leg. He just smells bad. So we took him. We got him shaved. You can see the broken leg there. Oh,
damn,
poor guy.
Dusty.
Not neutered, not got a lot going on. The vet was just like, so what do you think's up with him? And I was just like, he's blind, he's deaf, he's got one tooth, he's definitely got a broken leg, but he's really sweet. Do I keep him?
Oh my God, Rachel.
Yeah, I'm actually leaving it up to you. This is the final verdict.
All right. Is this dog currently living in your home?
In my kitchen.
Well, listen, you already got it a haircut, medical care. It's like a stray is like a baby. The attachment emotionally starts instantly the second you pick it up.
I got him a sweater. He's wearing a sweater right now.
So it's not a matter of if could you or would you or should you. I think you have to at this point.
I think
you
have to.
And God bless you. My goodness, that's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I think we're going to call him Dusty.
Dusty. Well, I'll tell you what. Dusty may not be a picnic. You may need to crack open the fresh Sambuca for Dusty. That's going to be a lot of work.
Dusty, welcome to the family. I don't know if we're going to keep you, but you can hang out for a little while. You can hang out for a little while. KB, we love you. We'll see you in Arizona. Have fun at the Pro Bowl, all of the things, and we'll talk to you after the big dance. How about?
I'll see you at Honors, my friend. I can't wait.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, KB, for stopping by. I'm bummed that we're not going to be able to talk to him before the Super Bowl, but he's a busy man. He's got to go cover the Pro Bowl. He's got to come back for NFL Honor. He's going to Arizona. He's going to New York. He's all over the place, racking up those miles. Okay, coming up, I'm going to talk about the winners and the losers of the weekend. And in those lists, do not include the Bengals and the 49ers. It's all the other peeps, so don't go anywhere.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs,
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around. Hey, tapping. hey, stranger. I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know. But I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, "Look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot."
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So, what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, we are talking winners and losers of the weekend, and that does not include the teams that actually lost, okay? So I got a list of winners and I got a list of losers. The winners list is actually pretty big, okay? So let's kick this puppy off. Number one on the list of winners is Dusty the dog. Dusty the dog, welcome home, I think. We don't know. I should probably not say that and then like put him up for adoption soon. No, we're going to go get it checked out. We're going to go get him all of his shots, all of his rabies things, clean up his face. He still smells like poop. But Dusty the dog, you are the winner because you've got a nice cozy bed and a sweater that you're looking great in, might I add. Winner, I got to say, I know that Kyle kind of went the opposite way on this, but the Empire State Building social media manager, I think kudos to you. When is the Empire State Building racking up as many views, as many likes, as many retweets, as many conversations? Nobody cares. It's a dusty old building. Okay. I went once. It was fine. Sleepless in Seattle. Cool. That was the last time you were relevant with Sleepless in Seattle. It was a million years ago. So kudos to you. You deserve a raise. Okay. Genius. And they knew that it was going to make people mad, obviously, right? They couldn't have not. They knew that that was going to stir up controversy. So I actually think that that was genius. I wish they were they could have sold something in the, okay, if you were a real marketing genius, you would have sold something out of it. So there was this one man, and I'm sure that as I'm explaining it, you're going to be able to picture him. He is covered from head to toe in Philly tattoos. He's got like the Philly fanatic, I think around his belly button. He's got every single Philly team. He's covered in tattoos. Yesterday in our pregame, Colleen Wolf had what I thought was that man behind her, but no, apparently there's two men in Philadelphia covered from head to toe in Philly team tattoos, and they're shirtless all the time. Okay. And it's cold there. So I'm saying that they're the winners because imagine being covered with that many tattoos of a team that sucks. And you're going to have to go throughout your life just be having a Philly I mean, I don't know how the fanatics are doing, but just covered in team tattoos that are bad. Like, I feel like this is a moment of redemption for them. They're like, see, mom, there's a reason why I've got a gigantic eagle on my back. It's because the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl again. So I think that they're, you know, they're having their moment today. The greased poles, the gentlemen and the women that went out and greased all the poles in Philadelphia, they are the winners because there would have been absolute havoc wreaked in the streets of Philadelphia last night. These fans, okay, I remember specifically, this is kind of why I want the Eagles to win another Super Bowl, because the post game, just the images of them in the streets, I know that they hadn't won, and so that obviously added fuel to the fire, but I can see it being very similar again. Wasn't there a man that ate like horse poop off the ground? People lost their dang minds out there, and all of us were watching and enjoying. So I would like to see that again. Maybe we don't grease the poles. Maybe we don't grease the poles post-Super Bowl. Okay, you had your moment, you greased the poles. Hopefully you ran out. We're not doing it again. Let's wreak some havoc, okay? But shout outs to you. Would have been a chaotic scene last night. Probably alcohol sellers in Philadelphia and KC. There was probably a lot of parties last night. Love to see it. The next winners are just family. brotherhoods, family vibes. We get a Kelce Super Bowl, not to mention the podcast that is going to go with it. New Heights, number one sports podcast show in the entire world besides Bitches and Banana, am I right? But could you imagine, like, when have we ever had that access to people going into the Super Bowl? They're going to do like an hour-long episode, I bet. Both of them in the Super Bowl. I can't wait. A win for families, okay? A win for families. Rihanna is another winner, I'm going to say today, just because she's Rihanna. What day is she not winning? Am I right? Mrs. Donna Kelce. She might be a loser. She might be a loser because she's actually going to be put in a very difficult decision. She's going to be put in a situation that's a little sticky. Like, it's different. She's traveling back and forth to these games. We've loved the content. She's got the jersey that's all split up. She's Eagles, Chiefs. It's great. What do you do in the Super Bowl? Because you're going to have one son that's like the happiest day of his life. And then the other son's going to be like, that's going to be like one of the bad days. And you're going to be like, yeah, oh, sorry. Woo! Yeah, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah, you're the best. You're my favorite. That's tricky. I'm going to put her in the middle there, actually. Donna Kelce. This is going to be controversial. Cincinnati's mayor is a winner in my books because people are talking about him. When else would we be talking about Cincinnati's mayor in like a fun light, you know, unless he did something weird and then that would be in a bad light. So Cincinnati's mayor, you're on our winning list. And then finally, the final winner of my winning list is Taylor Sirianni, Nick Sirianni's daughter. Roll the clip.
Great to set the tone there and get the lead, right? And get the lead and put them behind. Taylor, stop. All right, and so our guys.
Cutest kid in the world. If you're listening on podcast, you won't see, but she was mimicking her dad on the podium in front of all of these cameras. And then Nick, I'm sure you heard it. Taylor, stop it. I say more Taylor Sirianni, please. That's another reason why I want them to win the Super Bowl, is maybe we'll get another glimpse of her. Okay, losers of the week. Number one, also Cincinnati's mayor. You are also a loser this week. You are both a winner and a loser. You're a loser because that was the cringiest video that I've ever seen. The pan, the paternity test, why? It was all bad. It was all bad, but I have loved talking about it, so thank you for the content, but it was all pretty bad. And he walked it back. He tweeted today. He was like, yeah, that was probably not a great idea. That was probably not a great idea. Whoops, my bad. Congratulations to Kansas City. He walked it back. Okay, so at least we have that. Another loser, this cigar company that probably inevitably sponsored Joe Burrow. He's not going to light those up. I wonder if him, like Josh Allen, as we heard from Kyle Brandt's basement, he had his alcohol set aside, the whiskey that he was going to drink, you know, his speech ready to go, his cigars probably in the little cigar crisper or whatever you guys put your cigars in. Joe Burrow, I'm sure, had the same. Do you smoke it? Do you smoke it anyways? How long do cigars last? I've never smoked one. They look disgusting. They got wet. Why are cigars a thing? You know what? Cigars are on the loser list too. Just put them on the list. Cigars are on the list. It gets soggy. Y'all have soggy paper in your mouth. Oh, it's like the kids that chewed on their zippers in elementary school and got all soggy and wet. Disgusting weirdos. I was one of them. Okay, trash talkers, also losers. Not a good day for trash talkers. Although KB thinks that we need more trash talking in our life. There was also a clip that we didn't talk about in the show, but apparently there's a thing called the Rocky curse. If you put a jersey on Rocky in Philadelphia, there's a bunch of times where the team has gone on to lose. I think it happened to the Vikings, maybe the Giants. And then a 49ers fan screwed up. There's a picture of it on Rocky, and then they lost. Rocky's curse is a very big thing. Maybe don't talk your trash, but also please see that we have something to talk about. There you go. There's the picture. Also, how'd they even get that on there? Maybe they need to start greasing up Rocky. Nobody,
hey, get down from Rocky. Please, you need to get off of Rocky.
Cheryl, we're going to have to grease that up on Super Bowl weekend. Remind me, write that down. Okay, anybody, a loser? Anybody deserving to be put in their place? Because now you're going to get the Know Your Role Sugar Mouth. You're going to get it. That is going to be, you know how like every single year baby names go like viral and it's like, oh my God, everyone's named Karen. That's not happening anymore, but you know what I mean? Know Your Role, Shut Your Mouth is going to be a common phrase that people are just shouting in the street. And I'm going to try it on for size. I don't know what, how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to try it on for size. And then another, the final loser is people that don't love storylines. People that don't, the Kelce Brothers Bowl. Come on, buckle up. Buckle up. Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes. Did you guys see Jalen Hurts smoking in the, smoking another cigar and just like clicking through Twitter, seeing what everyone's talking about? Oh, you love to see it. Okay, those are the losers and the winners. Coming up next, best thing and worst thing that I saw. One of those does include Jalen Hurts. Don't go anywhere.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
He's the best.
All right, we're talking about best thing and worst thing that I saw all week. The best thing. This is crazy. Chris Long went to the Eagles 49ers game, and he got a notification on his Apple Watch. And I will read you the notification. Loud environment. Sound levels hit 95 decibels. Just 10 minutes at this level can cause temporary hearing loss. Good Lord. Who do you think is going to travel better? Eagles fans or Chiefs fans? Chiefs, obviously, right? They're going to be closer. But I feel like Eagles fans are going to come out in droves. Either way, those are two of like the Arrowhead is the loudest stadium, I think, still in the NFL. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. And to be there the entire game, it's like, well, I guess I'm going to be deaf tomorrow. Kind of like my dog, Dusty. Okay, and then the worst thing I saw, this is going to be controversial. Okay, I did love it. I loved it and equally hated it because it hurt my ears. Talk about going deaf. Take a listen to this.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fly. And watch those eagles fly, fly, eagles fly, on the road to me.
Terry Bradshaw even like snatched the mic away from him at the end, being like, oh yeah, enough of that. That's enough of that. Here's what you do in that scenario. You go, fly, Eagles, fly. And then you tip the mic out to the stadium so that not everyone's hearing Jalen Hurts' like rendition of this song. I love to see it. I had a smile on my face watching that whole thing again for like the third time. But that voice is just about the worst thing that I heard all week. Okay, guys, that is our show. We are going to be back on Friday. I'm actually very excited for this episode. We got not one, not two, not three. Actually, yeah, three. We got all the boys from ATN joining us on Friday. Benched with Bonetta. We have a very special episode. We are doing our own Pro Bowl. Okay, and I'm not talking we're going outside and doing racing and dodgeball. No, 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 no. This is all going to be audio focused. Okay, so don't worry. If you usually listen on podcasts, this is going to be the episode for you. All three of them are going to be here. It is going to be absolutely chaotic. We'll probably talk about the Super Bowl, all of those things. And then next week, we are going to be in Arizona, and I already know one of our guests, and I'm freaking out. It is somebody that we talk about on this show all the time. It is one of our favorite players this season. I'm not going to say who it is, just in case something happens and he can't show up. But I heard, and if it happens, I'm going to be excited. So make sure you are tuning in all the time. We're going to have amazing stuff going on the next few weeks. And then it's the finale. It's the great finale with my girl, Riri, and the Eagles, and the Chiefs, and Mrs. Donna Kelsey. And it's going to be amazing! So don't forget to listen, subscribe, comment, rate highly, all whatever. Okay, love you. Bye.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.